you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Happy first day of September. I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Tuesday and every single day. Oh, the honest question, how you really doing on this Tuesday? I know so many of us are feeling frustrated and disappointed in the fact that there was not enough signatures to actually recall Kate Brown. And so many volunteers, so many people out there rolled up their sleeves, got engaged, got involved for the very first time. I just want to say to you, I want to say thank you for your extra help during a time where it's been very difficult to congregate, get together, all the natural networking and community events that we would normally gather signatures at, certainly not allowed to because of the close mandate, the lockdown, all of those things. And so those of you that took the extraordinary effort to put the signatures together, to do the booths and things, I think of all the people along Lancaster Drive and all throughout Salem and all throughout really Oregon, Bend, and on at Lincoln City I saw a booth all over the place. And I want to say this. You know, after a time of prayer, when I found out last night that we fell short, and I saw Bill Currier's emotional, report about we just didn't quite get there. You know, I'm like, what in the world? You know, how does this even happen? And then this rush of peace came in. Can't explain it, other than I just feel like that God is still in this. He's not given up on us, and that this momentum. We have momentum on our side, friends. So I know you're frustrated. You're in, and what we have to do is guard our hearts and minds, and we cannot, we can learn from it, certainly, ways that we could be better, but we need to not let the enemy get in there and start tearing things down, but move the momentum forward. Let's move this momentum towards the election right around the corner. Let's do what we can do. We have a great network of individuals that have come together for the very first time, rolled up their sleeves and getting involved. Let's use this momentum now to surround our candidates that are going to oust the incumbents right here in Oregon. And if we cannot recall Kate Brown, why don't we recall, elect individuals into the state house that take away her power? If she does not have a supermajority here at the state house, her crazy mandates and overrides won't continue, right? So let's continue this momentum now, and let's find ways to get these elected, these people that are putting their names on the ballot. I think of several of them, Joe Ray Perkins. I think of Amy Ryan Courser. I think of Alec down south. I think of all of these individuals who are not only in our local state, but also in Congress. If we got behind them with that momentum and that strength, I think of our commission here, the county commissioner. If we get behind them, we'll be able to make a change and make and still instill these changes. And not only that, find a candidate, a strong candidate that lines up with our values, who will be willing to run in 2 years for that office of governor. And that's my positive take on it all. I just, again, want to say thank you to each and every one of you that and I even drove up to Newburgh and over to Turner and collected petition signatures myself, and all of us did our part. And maybe we could have done more, but right now I think we need to celebrate the fact that 277,000 plus people with every party involved signed a petition and said things need to change in Oregon, and I think we need to focus on that, all right? So in an effort to reach out in our community and to network and to let you know what's going on, today is a good day. We have some exciting things happening on Thursday. right here in Salem. And so I brought in the studio with me two beautiful individuals who are here with me, kind of my co-hosts in a sense, but we're also going to dig a little deep and try to get some encouragement out of them today for us. We've got some events happening this Thursday, and I want to introduce to you Karen and Eric. Good morning.
Good morning.
So glad to have you in the studio with me today. Eric, why don't you start out and tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do here in the Salem area?
Sure. So I started out really not knowing where I was going when the Lord called me. He said to give away everything and go on a faith walk with me. Mm-hmm. And I'll bless you 100-fold and show you a land you don't know. Now, when that happened, it eventually led me to Salem. And it eventually planted me at his house of prayer here. Mm-hmm. And that really is a great portion of that blessing, to be in his house and to actually know that now, truly, that better is one day in my house than thousands elsewhere. To truly know that in my presence is fullness of joy, at my right hand are pleasures evermore. To know those sorts of things in a living, breathing way.
There is nothing like it. And I know in my experience, in my walk and journey all these years, that there is so much truth right there. No matter what you're facing today, listener, and I know you may be frustrated, you may be feeling oppressed, repressed of what's going on in our community. If you can bring yourself to that presence of the Lord and that surrender, there is that joy. And there is that peace, even though chaos is all around. Amen?
Amen.
So I also have in the studio my new friend, Karen. Now, I have to set this up a little bit, okay? Because, listeners, you know, friends, you know how I am about the whole mask thing, right? Yeah, I struggle with it. I just think it's a little too much for what we're walking through. And so early on, even before it was like an official mandate, people were wearing masks, stores were starting to require it, but it wasn't like if you didn't wear it, you were going to get hauled away by the police, you know, like it is today, right? If you don't wear it, you're pretty much, they're going to come chasing you down in the store. Well, early on, people started wearing them, and early on, I'm like, I'm not going to, because I don't feel the threat. And I don't need to, and I like to breathe. And so I was in a store, and I popped out of that store and come around the corner, and this beautiful soul came around the corner, and she said, "Oh, a smile, right, Karen? Yes. Is that how you remember our encounter?
I like to see your face."
Yes. And so we just sat on the right there, just stood right there on the sidewalk, and started having church. We started fellowshipping, and it didn't take long. We realized we were, you know, of the same spirit, and just smiling and celebrating life right there. I think it was outside of Target or something,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
And so we've stayed in touch, and we've had an opportunity. She hosted me for a lunch at her home a few weeks ago, and it was lovely. And Karen, you have been in this area for a while, right?
Yes.
And tell me what your involvement is at the House of Prayer here in Salem.
Yes, well, I've been attending there on and off. I do go to Life Church in West Salem, but of course, Life Church and House of Prayer are very connected. And so I like to go to the God Encounter meeting sometimes on Friday evenings. And I was talking to Jim Moore one day about a vision I had, an idea to have a falafel Friday and invite our Muslim friends over to the House of Prayer. But he saw in me the hospitality, I think, and so he asked me to help out with events. And so I'm feeding people, the special guest speakers at House of Prayer. So that's a real blessing to feed people.
That's amazing. And I being on the receiving end, she hosted me for lunch at her place a couple weeks ago. You are in your calling.
Yes.
You're very gifted at that. And you have a heart. You love to see people fellowshipping together.
Yes.
And you're a connector like I am. And so we're so glad to have you here in the studio with me today. I'm going to bounce back over to Eric. Eric, there is something going on this Thursday in Salem. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I'd love to. So we've got the event that is going to be with Chris Overstreet, and it's going to be with Sean Foyt, and it's called Let Us Worship. Mm-hmm. It's going to be at the Riverfront Park in the Meadow, And Chris is going to come out beforehand at 3 o'clock is when it kicks off. I'm sure they'll be there before that.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to be doing some evangelical training. Mm-hmm. And then the team that comes together and gets trained, they're going to go out and flood the city and see who they might bring back to the event with them.
If this is a great, it's such a cool strategy, is what I'll say. So what? And I've been a part of these before. In fact, years and years ago, 30 years ago, I went to San Francisco and I worked in a halfway house. Actually, I lived in Janis Joplin's house. Yeah,
oh, wow.
And it was an outreach to homeless, and it did street ministry. And that's exactly what we did. We did training. It's like evangelism, but it's not mm-hmm. your kind of, you hit them over the head, boom, and you know, you're doing wrong and you're living in sin. Not that kind of thing. It's loving on people
yep.
and inviting them to come and allow the Lord to do the work.
That's
right?
It.
You let the Lord, he catches the fish and then he cleans them. He doesn't clean them before he catches them, right? And
you
so
it.
It's so important. So I want to say to our listeners out there, you're listening this morning and you're like, you know, I kind of want to, I'm curious. I want to figure this out. What is this worship stuff? What is this street evangelism stuff? I want to be trained. I'm kind of curious. I encourage you to come out 3 o'clock, Chris Overstreet, familiar with Chris. I've not met him yet. He is a great trainer, and it's kind of interesting. We were kind of talking off air that his yeah. name is Overstreet because they do these encounters on the street, the big streets all over America, all over the world, in fact, lined with the Bethel Church out of Reading and a training school. There's a training school there. And so I've had an opportunity to also travel with another pastor connected to Bethel and done work in India. So I know the reputation is really good. So that's at 3. Invite people to come back, right?
Yep.
And then at 6 o'clock,
yep.
there on the waterfront here in Salem is going to be
Sean Foyt's going to be there, and we're excited about it.
Oh, Sean Foyt. So now, listeners, if you're on social media at all, you'll know Sean Foyt because he's been going to a lot of these hot spots in California, in D.C., up in Seattle, I think in St. Louis. He's been traveling wherever the Lord opens a door, and they've just been worshiping. And the presence of God through worship is breaking down the barriers and the bondage that's going on, and people are getting set free. It's phenomenal. It's wonderful. And I think you'll want to be a part of it. You certainly want to go and join us in prayer. And certainly you want to experience this, because I believe what our country needs is an awakening. Our country needs revival. We need reformation. These are all words that have been used in our American history in the past, and it's time again. What else do you have for us, Eric? What do you think about this Thursday and what it's going to do for our region?
It's hard to even put into words, but I feel like this has been actually a lot of years in the making,
mm-hmm.
him coming out here, in the timing that he is and in the way that he is at the place that he is. Originally, they had just said that they were going to be over at the Capitol,
mm-hmm.
but not really knowing, the details of it all and where we could get a spot. But Salem Awakening, this beautiful couple, David and Amanda Vitel.
Hold that thought. We're going to get back to it after this break. I want to talk about the awakening, what's been going on and setting the stage. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. A big event going to take place on Thursday, inviting you to be a part of it. I'm Stacey Ann. We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
It's a good morning.
Good morning to you. Enjoying a wonderful Tuesday together. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Want to encourage you to go on over to our new website, new and updated website at kslm.news. All kinds of fun information. In fact, we're building right now. We're going to put down kind of a countdown to the election with election resources and making sure that you can get registered and all of those things, ways that you can share with your friends and family and make sure that we have everybody in our circle influence, we know where they're at, right? I really am feeling that we're taking personal responsibility over this election, and we're doing the best that we can to make sure that we're voting our values, but also those around us are. And there's a tool I'm going to put up on our Facebook page. If you're not our friend on Facebook, like us at KSLM Radio, or you can find me at Stacey Ann, Good Morning Salem. And I'm going to put a tool on there where you can answer these questions. It's really fun. I did it this morning. Answer these questions and see which party you line up with based on these valued party platform questions. It's very eye-opening, very awakening. And I think this is something fun that you can do. And you can engage with your friends, too, and your coworkers, and find out where they're at. We're here. Our radio station is here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you. And my role, my new role, not only as a morning show host, but as kind of a community relations, public relations director, is to connect to events and things that are happening right here in Salem. Of course, we care about things that are going on in Clackamas County, Multnomah County, and Washington County, and down in Linn and Lane County, and Polk County is close enough. We include them with us. All of those things are important, and we'd like to hear about that. We'd like to partner with you in promoting that. And so if you have something coming up, please let us know. Send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. Also, any feedback, any insight, I want to thank friends that are giving me heads up on stories and testimonies and things. I appreciate that. And I appreciate Eric and Karen coming on the air with me today. And right before the break, Eric, we were talking a little bit about kind of what's been going on down at the waterfront. It's called The Awakening. Talk to us a little bit about this couple that got this vision and kind of set the foundation for what's going to happen this week, I believe.
Yeah. So the way I've heard the story is they were just literally praying, and the Lord put on their hearts that they needed to do this and that he wanted to bring awakening to the city and to his church. And just simply to go there to invite the church to come, whoever would hear and whoever would take the invitation. And it's miraculous how this all happened because, as you know, COVID and everything that's been going on, the city had said nothing was going to be in the park. I mean, mm-hmm. all the big events that are normally there, like mm-hmm. the Bite and mm-hmm. keep going down that line. Amanda just persistently kept calling the city, saying, you know, we want to be here at the amphitheater. What's it going to take? And, you know, the answer was no so many times before it was yes. Mm-hmm. But just being persistent and following what they were hearing the Lord say, I truly believe that Sean, who came to the House of Prayer years back, he came through about 10 years ago. And that was when I met him. And he's been sowing into seeds of awakening and revival really wherever he goes.
Probably the last 10 years, I would say.
Yeah, mm-hmm. or more, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's Sean Foyt. I had an opportunity when I was in South Dakota many years ago. The church that I went to hosted him for an event. It was powerful. powerful man of faith that trusts God 110% for all of his needs to be provided. In fact, when they were in Seattle, they were on stage, and Antifa and agitators came, and they put glue on their keyboard. They did damage, thousands, I want to say $30,000-$40,000 worth of damage to their equipment. Yeah. And through it all, they kept praising. They kept praising. And I think I even saw some of the footage of the agitators saying, man, these guys don't give up. Yeah. They don't give up. And there's powerful illustration in Scripture many, many times about worship. And oftentimes, if you read in the Old Testament, it was the worship that went before the battle. The mm-hmm. worship laid the groundwork, and there is something to it. And I know there are people out there, and I get it. I love the traditional hymns. I love them. And I love going into a traditional church where I can hear the hymns. And there's that whole debate, and has been for 30 years, about the contemporary worship versus the hymns. And mm-hmm. it's all good. It's all good. And I encourage those of you that have maybe been used to one style of worship or one way of worship to open up your heart and listen and experience this, because the presence of God is incredible. And oftentimes strategy comes through these times of worship. And we've just had a strategy to try to, in the natural, do something to recall Kate Brown. And I think it's momentum building, but I believe that there's something partnered that's coming into Salem in our region, again, that this will set up, that we'll get more download of strategy and what to do next, right? So, Karen, talk to me a little bit about your thoughts about Sean Voight coming to the area and what you think he will bring specifically to this region.
Yes, well, Sean really has a heart to charge people to become politically active, especially the millennials. I read on his website, and he. But you know, the thing is when we worship and God's presence comes in a big way, not only is there awakening and revival with the people that don't know Christ, but with the church too, to draw them in to their calling, and so that the church would step into their place and fulfill the calling that God has on their lives for miracles and signs and wonders and change. Revival brings change in hearts, and that brings change in the culture and the community.
One of the things that's really important about the Bible, I believe, and first of all, and the listeners have heard me say that, I think by our worldview, following Christ, following the way of Christ, following what he says, being like Christ, is to have the Constitution in one hand and the Bible in the other hand as our guidebooks as Americans, and to be the best that we can be. When we come back after this break, I want to talk a little bit more about how we can live empowered lives and what we can do to impact our community. You want to stay with me? All right.
Yes, ma'am.
We'll continue the conversation after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Tuesday, already September 1st. Can you hardly believe it? We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. We're enjoying this wonderful first day of September together. Currently at the KSLM studio, 57 degrees. Today it's going to get up to 89 degrees. Wow, I'm looking right here at the forecast, and we're talking about an event that's going to happen on Thursday right here at the waterfront in Salem, and it looks like, Eric and Karen, the temperature is going to be about 94 degrees on Thursday. And so, again, sunscreen, hats, water bottle. It'll be almost like a summer event down there. And I'm encouraging our listeners to participate, to come and soak and enjoy the wonderful worship experience. And I know several people all summer long, well, even in the spring, they haven't been in church, like physically in church, because of the whole lockdown, right? And down, our friends down in California, they may be able to go to church, but they can't sing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the most bizarre. We have seen regulations and things that is just so strange. And I don't know if you caught the statistics at all, the upgrade of the CDC statistics that said out of the percentage of people that had passed away, only 6% from COVID specifically. Everything else was some other kind of pre-existing condition. And it makes people, you know, we're doing all of this lockdown effort, you know, for what? And it's making people question everything, right? And so it's also stirring up people's hearts to go, what is the reason for life?
Yeah.
Why are we here?
Yes.
I thought my identity was in my job that I can't show up to, or I'm unemployed, or, you know, I can't go to school or continue to pursue my college degree in the way that, you know, I miss people and I'm in and out of the store. I mean, it's just everything we know is upended, right? But I will maintain this. And as long as I'm before a microphone, I will say, God is the same yesterday, today, and he'll be the same tomorrow. And he, in my life of 51 years, has been faithful consistently, even though I have not. And that is a testimony that needs to be told over and over and over again, that he does not expect us to do anything other than love him back. Right. And be in his presence. And so I'm encouraging folks to come. And I'm curious, Eric, with the work here in Salem in the House of Prayer, it has been going on now for several years right here in Salem.
Yeah, over 15 years.
What does that look like for day to day at the House of Prayer? What is the House of Prayer doing day in, day out?
So the big thing is keeping the first thing first. Mm-hmm. And really, there's this verse that David said, there's one thing that I desire and that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and inquire of him in his temple. So that reality is something that we all need to find as believers, where we learn to do what we're going to do forever in heaven. Mm. We're going to be gazing on him. We're going to be in awe and wonder. We're going to be falling down at his feet, casting our crowns. We won't be able to help but praise him and cry out like the angels and the creatures do, crying out, holy, 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 and crying out glory. Mm. We're going to do this forever, and we need to learn now.
Yes.
And really, that's what fuels the prayer room. It fuels everything else, all the works of justice, and it's fueled Sean mm-hmm. over the years. I know that he started out in his dorm room just worshiping the Lord, and people started gathering, and it ended up sparking a worldwide movement. It's called Burn 24/7. And it literally just started in his dorm room, and it now spans over six continents and more than 250 cities. Mm-hmm. And other ministries as well have sprung out of that. Light a Candle, which is compassion to and the love of Christ and bringing his light to some of the darkest, hardest, most difficult places on the earth. And Hold the Line, where he's now a political activist and he's using his voice, and mm-hmm. that which was forged behind the scenes when nobody was watching, when he was just worshiping the Lord, mm-hmm. just ministering to him. And all this has come out of it. Sometimes doing is not the answer. Sometimes we just need to sit for a while, and we need to get close and become focused. And I think that's one of the great things that's going to happen, that we're going to look back and see out of what's been happening right now with COVID and everybody having to slow down, mm-hmm. reevaluating their lives, looking at what's really important.
Right.
Those types of questions, they need to be asked, and we can't run away from them forever.
It's like a reset. It's exactly true. And I've heard people say this before, and this is what I love about Sean and his ministry. I've heard people say this, that they're so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good. Have you heard that expression before? That, oh, all of these worshipers, they're just worshiping, but they're not doing anything. And I will say, friends, I have watched some of the most incredible strategy that has worked come out of these worship sessions, that there's no other way than that in that spirit of worship, in that release of, you know, God, I don't get it, I don't have it, boom, there's an answer. What do you think, Karen?
Well, praise brings presence, and the presence of God shows up big when there's a lot of worship.
Mm-hmm.
And when his presence is there, there's power. So things happen. I mean, mm-hmm. that's when miracles take place. That's when hearts are changed and people go forth and the culture is changed.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a lot of power there. It may look like we're doing nothing, but there's something happening.
Well, and the other part of that is I've had people say, well, you know, that's just in the Bible times. You know, that is it. And I will contend and say this, friends. If you read just the red letters of what Jesus said, If all you do in the Bible, and you get one of those Bibles, go to a secondhand store or whatever that has the red letters in it, and you read what Jesus said, he said in his words, greater works.
Greater works.
And we know that he healed the sick. He set people free from the demonic. He did all of those things. And he is telling us greater works. Now, we can't do it in our own strength. We need the Spirit of God within us. We need to have that relationship with him and that submitted life to him. Greater works. If you're willing, and I'm saying there are people listening right now, God has planted a seed of faith in your heart, and you've been called to do something, and you're in fear, and you're worried to take that next step. Maybe you need to be an elected official. Maybe you need to run for a school board, or maybe you need to run for, but you're like, oh, I don't know. What I love about Sean is, not only is he a worshiper, he's an equipper. And he's willing to go and be an elected leader if need be. And he's willing to go to elected leaders and speak truth and love. I love that about Sean. And
Likewise.
We're going to have him here in our own backyard in Salem. And friends, we have an opportunity to go and participate. Wow. So, Karen, tell me what else is going on at the House of Prayer coming up. There's something even like this happens Thursday, and then Friday there's something else going on, right?
Right, right. Well, every Friday at Salem House of Prayer downtown on Liberty Street, in the same suite as Cafe Shine, by the way, they have Encounter God services, and a team from our Bend, Oregon, with Scott and Michelle Flora, called Ekbalo, is coming, and they'll be ministering there on Friday evening. And I want to tell you what Ekbalo means. Ekbalo is a Greek word that Jesus used when he said, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send in laborers. Mm. It's the word send. Only it's not just so simple as send. It's a spiritually violent word that is filled with passion and force. And Jesus used that word not only with sending the laborers into the harvest, but also when Jesus went out and cast out demons. So it's a very powerful word. And that's what we're talking about. When we are in the presence of the Lord, then that kind of power comes so that we can do those greater things.
It is powerful. In fact, I had a conversation with a gentleman who has a vision for a business yesterday. And he said that until he started verbalizing what was in his head, you know, things didn't line up. But once he started verbalizing that manifestation of speaking it, you know, and even in the Bible, it talks about our world was created when he spoke. You know, and so there is power in the spoken word, and there's power when we praise. And so if you're feeling like you need a little more power in your life, and you're wanting to be encouraged and have that fellowship, I really invite you to come out and join us on Thursday. It's going to be a wonderful time. And I think in the time that we have remaining in this segment, Eric, I'm feeling led, if you're willing. Are you open to saying a prayer over this, a blessing over this event on the air?
Oh, yeah.
Will you
definitely
do that for us right now? That'd be great.
Yeah, Lord, we just thank you so much for this event. And we thank you for gathering all of your people together. We thank you for David and Amanda Vitel. And we thank you for Sean and his team coming here. Thank you for Chris Overstreet and Ekbalo afterwards. And I just thank you that you are honoring the prayers of the saints even throughout the history of Oregon. This place started out with you in mind. And there have been so many prayers for justice, so many prayers for healing to our land and our people, and so many prayers for justice to come. There have been so many prayers for awakening to come to the church, for revival to come. And I believe that you're bringing forth the seeds of awakening and revival even through this event and the events that are all working together, the way that you're fitting and joining and knitting your body together, the way that you are activating each and every one of us, the parts of your body, to do our part. So bring healing, bring revival, bring awakening to your church. Come and move in a mighty and powerful way in our land. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. What a beautiful blessing and a prayer of praise. happening right here on Thursday. Let us worship. Join in starting at 3 o'clock. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Want to say thank you to Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group, Willamette Valley. Thanking them for being a sponsor of the morning show. They are ready to go above and beyond to serve you. Be sure to give Dave and Paige Smith a call for any of your real estate needs, 503-939-7099. And I think it's amazing, Eric and Karen, that in this season, with all of the chaos and all of the upendedness that we're walking through, particularly here in the Pacific Northwest. I know it's going on all over the country, but it's an interesting thing right here. And maybe because I'm recently back and only been here since the middle of January, I see things a little more clearer, having lived elsewhere. But you had mentioned that you think for such a time as this, talk a little bit about that with Sean and what he brings specifically to the table here.
He brings something like David would have brought, where he was just worshiping the Lord, you know, behind the scenes before he ever took office.
Yes.
And he was practicing his skills, but he's been ministering to the Lord and learning how to do that, learning how to sit before him and to hear his word and then go and do it, and just kind of return to that place of standing and hearing and going and doing. And you see how it's turned into this worldwide thing with three huge ministries, but really it all starts with his heart to worship. And I think he's like a man after God's own heart. People are saying that God's raising him up like a Keith Green to our generation.
Yes, I agree. And Karen, you talked a little bit about his strategy. You talked a little bit about what Sean's doing, actually doing. He's actually equipping and calling the youth to come forth and get engaged in the process in a way that's productive.
Yes.
That's God-honoring. Yes. And I think our youth of today is so looking for a cause, right? Yeah. There's emptiness and detachment, and they're looking for a cause. They're looking for community. And I love the fact that the momentum is growing with Sean, and these youth are getting involved, and they're serving, and they have an attitude of service and compassion.
Yeah.
And it is a social justice, but it's in a way that it was intended to be, right?
Yeah.
Very much so. We're going to open up the phone lines. We have a question. Someone wants to join the conversation, 503-589-1220, and we're going to invite into the conversation. Good morning to you. I believe this is Art.
Good morning, Stacy.
Hello. Thank you for joining the conversation this morning. Happy first day of September.
Oh, yes. We got a lot of work to do.
We sure
I just
do.
Wanted to, yeah, I just wanted to say the power of prayer allows miracles to happen. And this is exactly an answer to prayer. And we need to recognize that and continue to do these things to make our state and our city and our county a better place. And so I just want to thank you guys for praying real hard and for God softening the hearts of those who would stop us from exercising our rights. Because, Stacey, you and I both know that hearts were softened. And there's a certain person in this state that would just love to stop this thing from happening, but she could not. And so thank you guys for praying and softening the hearts, and thank God that he has granted us this miracle, because it is a miracle.
It truly is, Art. Yep. And I want to say to you, I hope you can come out on Thursday. I'd love to meet you. I know it's going to be a hot day, but if you're there, I'd love to meet you.
Well, Stacy, yeah, it is definitely a possibility. I do have a meeting that evening that I'll try to get it done and over with. But, hey, you know what? I'm always available to come on your show.
Oh, I know. Let's get in touch. I'd love to hear your story. So let's make a plan soon to have you in the studio. How's that sound?
Hey, that sounds fantastic. God bless you.
Thank you. We have another caller. Be blessed.
Thank you.
Yep.
Take care. Bye-bye. We have another caller on the line. I believe this is Ron. Hello, brother. How are you today?
I'm hanging in there, honey. I just went through yesterday and watched online a friend of mine's dad lived 87 years to be buried right up there where you grew up, where you lived at, in the Black Hills, at the National Cemetery.
Oh, wow. Incredible.
Yes, he was a Korean War vet, and I was in a foster home. I met his son and the family at Exodus. Looks out there. Another good American, but keep in prayer, honey.
Okay.
And this is trauma. I met Jay 4 years ago when I had this rally set up. Me and other people, mm-hmm. other good patriots, had a rally set up for LaVoy and the Bundys. And he came to me, and, you know, I told him, if you want to reach out, you do like what Reverend King talked about, do peace. And
right.
Unfortunately, Mr. Aaron, I know him as Jay mm-hmm. Bishop, mm-hmm. Danielson, was cut down. In such a harsh way, it's the assassination, what I call it, and this Antifa rat did. It's hard to have do God's will during times when you know that the blessing's around the corner, you know there's other trials, but you never think something that'll cut close to the heart deeper than family. And Jay represented all the good things unselfishly, tried to bridge the gaps. I mean, you know, tried to do everything right. He would stand for liberty. He was part of Patriot Prayer. And during these times, basically, I call him up on my video, the Medgar Evers of my generation that just innocently was just trying to just do his thing.
And that's exactly.
But he walked with God.
Yes, he did.
And the thing is this, right now, during these times, we have to lean on the Lord with all our heart.
Amen.
And not lean to our own understanding.
That's so
Proverbs
true.
3:3-5. And Stacy and. Let's pray that they'll know that they'll fill it with the New Hope Church down there and Redding, California. They've sent people up here with 70 churches two years ago in September.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see the Lord's work manifest.
Amen.
And give to these soulless kids and have them come back to the Lord.
Can you join us?
And that's how that's revival.
Can you join us on Thursday, Ron?
I'm going to do the best I can.
I'd love to see you down there.
Trust and believe me.
Yep.
My heart is just...
Yep. Well,
anybody else, I don't see how I'm doing it, but you know what? The Lord give me strength and he's revealed to me the last couple of days. I'm still in control.
Yes.
You just do my will.
Amen, brother. Yes, Karen has a word for you.
But God bless you, honey.
Karen has something here.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Since we're talking about the Let Us Worship rallies and these Riots to Revival idea events, I just want to encourage some people out there. You know who you are. You know you love the Lord, but maybe you're a little too shy to raise your hands, let alone dance. But dance and see if your life isn't changed in the presence of the Lord.
Oh, a great word and a reminder, friends. Come out and join us on Thursday. Let Us Worship down at the waterfront here in Salem, Oregon. Yes, it'll be wonderful. And you can worship, you can dance, you can sit, you can do whatever you're most comfortable. But I encourage you to get out of your comfort zone. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio. Thank you, Karen and Eric, for joining us. We'll see you down at the waterfront on Thursday. 3 o'clock is when it gets started. And then the worship part is at 6. So we'll stay in tune. Thank you so much. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing today, you and I, we're overcomers. Amen. Be blessed. Have a great day. And be like Ron. Keep your eyes focused on God. Be encouraged.